From the heart of Europe to the world, this is RTI.
Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It's us. Oh, the sun has got his hat on. Hip, 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 hooray. Oh, no, I'm thinking of programmes I watched during the week. Hi, this is Eric Wiltshire, postcard from Pop Rad, with me down at the base of those lovely Tatras Mountains with that nice cooling air coming down. And I honestly, if you listen really carefully, you can hear the birds tweeting. I don't mean Twitter, I mean proper tweeting. Because, there's a bloke riding by on his bike. the sun is beautiful, the sky is blue, and over in the worst part of Europe, well, probably not the worst part of Europe anymore, is none other than Mr. Lovable Character himself, the big teddy bear, Lee Banks.
Well, hello there, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and anybody else who might be listening. How wonderful it is to be with you again.
You sound like a children's entertainer.
Don't say that about me. I'll have the police round.
Are you allowed to be a children's entertainer these days? Or is that banned as well in England?
Well, yeah, more or less. Yeah. Everything's banned in Britain now, isn't it? Yeah. Corporal Clegg, what about him, eh? What about me going on? Anyway, what are we going to do first?
Well, we'll come on to the great debate that was on...
The great mass debate!
That was on everywhere last night. One bloke actually posted on a forum... It was a bit of a radio thing, and he posted it on a forum to share with everybody. And I thought, bloke's going to feel really let down here. Because normally he gets loads of comments, and there was none. So I put a little note underneath advising him where to find the great debate online. Yeah. Because, of course, last night, when we watched it, everybody in the world could watch. It wasn't just for the little UK group.
Hoi Polloi.
That's right. BBC World Service Television, or BBC World as it's called, were streaming it live to the world.
I know.
And then there was
did you watch it?
Sorry, did I? Yes, I did, actually. I suppose I was watching... sorry, boys and girls. I suppose I was watching it from a media perspective, and I think somebody... Well, I'm seriously thinking of opening a media school in Poprad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll come and do a bit of teaching there. I don't mind that. You know, so actually, you know, when I was watching it, I must say, because we'll do it properly in a minute, ladies and gentlemen. But I just think there was one point that crossed my mind watching it. Everybody's going on about a hung parliament.
Yes.
Well, I'd rather have a hung parliament than one has all got little penises.
I knew you'd bring it down to toilet level straight away. It's so typical of you.
That's your brain, isn't it? Bunch of penises, you think of the toilet.
Anyway, hope you've had a good week since last week, boys and girls. We've got some messages coming up. Got to say happy birthday to the lovely Rob Ashard, who I haven't seen for years, and he keeps going down to Australia.
I know his name.
He does. The lovely Michael Allen's got a birthday tomorrow, and we've mentioned him because he's just passed his HGV driving test. So he's a 10-4 rubber ducker now.
Is that Cockney slang?
No. It's not Cockney rhyming slang.
I'm sorry.
Do you not remember Chris Christopherson and the film Convoy?
I've got a rubber duck, actually, in my bath.
We're coming on to your bath later, aren't we?
Oh, I know. Yeah, my rubber duck hung its head in shame.
No, do you not remember the film Convoy?
Of course I do. We've sung it on the air for the ladies and gentlemen.
Well, there you are then. You see, that's what I mean. Michael's doing a 10-4 rubber ducky thing with his...
I was just making a cheap joke about rhyming slang and rubber duck.
You can't do rhyming slang. You're a foreigner. Oh, sorry.
I'm not a... Listen, just because you're an Essex girl, it doesn't mean that I don't understand.
Listen, Max, can we just clear... I'm going to sound like Nick Clegg last night now. Can we just clear this up for the final time? I'm not an Essex boy. Or girl.
No, you're an Essex girl.
I did say that as well, you bellock. Anyway, I'm actually originally from Bedfordshire.
Yeah, up the wooden stairs to Bedfordshire.
Where they have...
Waking up in Essex.
Where you can all look on the internet and see if you can get the recipe for a Bedfordshire clanger.
Oh.
And it's wonderful.
is it?
Oh, I dream
that's
of...
Not like, that's not like a Mancunian Klingon.
No. I'm dreaming of those mini boys and girls. Because I'm on a diet.
Oh, diet.
I'm on a diet.
Hang on, I've just got a message on Skype. Was that you?
No.
It is, it's you.
It's not me.
Oh, no, it's Mbaha. Mbaha.
What?
It says, hello. Get lost, you...
Yeah, right. Anyway, I've got to say thank you to Robert.
Robert?
Yes, thank you, Robert. He's one of our listeners, and apparently he's got loads of hours of me on the television, which I've lost. And so he's going to make some DVDs for me. Thank you, Robert.
That's lovely.
Isn't it nice? More importantly, we've got to say hi to Natalie Walsh. Sorry, Natalie, I want to call... Where I live now, everybody's Natalia, you see, not Natalie. Yeah. Natalie Walsh, daughter of the most sensational DJ on the planet, the late Steve Walsh.
He was good.
He was a big boy as well. If you look on Facebook, girls and girls, there's the Steve Walsh tribute page, which we put together because we like Steve. And Natalie's his daughter, and we're really proud of the fact she's taken one of the pictures of her dad from Facebook and put it as the photo on her profile. So, hi, Natalie.
Hi, Natalie.
Good on you. What a fabulous dad you had. Absolutely superb. Moving along, we've got to say hi to the listeners out there in Talk Radio X in the US and to Replay and on RTI and, more importantly, on Audio Boo as well, which is growing like rockets at the moment. Unbelievable.
Is it?
Really, really, really growing.
What have we grown to now?
I can't remember how many people know about the audio.
How many million?
Well, it's into thousands on the audio boo thing because it keeps retweeted.
I know.
Which I'm going to come on to later in the big debate section, but there you go. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
I've got some messages to do.
Oh, sorry. Go on then. Off you go.
God, honestly, I'm just like a plaything to you. Yeah. Anyway, we have a message off Naomi.
Do we? Hello, Naomi.
We do. Hello, Naomi. Naomi's a bit annoyed because we mentioned her age on the air last time, and a lady doesn't like to have her age mentioned.
Why, doesn't she like being called 46?
No, she doesn't. No.
Oh.
Particularly, she's only 25. And, yeah.
Did you say she's 25?
Yeah, she says, I'm 25. Don't you dare mention on the air that I'm 25.
What?
Because, actually, and what's wrong with being 25, Naomi?
Well, that's better than 46.
Even then, it was 25 once.
Was I?
Only been for a few minutes. I've got Nehababur is calling me now.
What?
Nehababur is calling me on me for Skype thing. I hate Nehababur. If you're listening to the show, Nehababur,
go away.
Go away.
Right, anyway, so have we...
No, I'm not finished yet!
But no, I was going to ask you a question. So is Naomi happy now that we've retracted the fact that she's 25?
I don't know. Naomi, we are not going to tell the world you're 25 anymore. Will you forgive us? This is, we are talking not to Naomi of Bella Cruz. We're talking to Naomi, 25, of a little place in London.
Don't say where it is. Otherwise, we'll get into trouble.
I just said the little place in London. These millions of little place. You treat me like I'm a child.
Yeah, but you are a big kid.
Aw.
I'll prove it later. Anyway, hi to Naomi.
Another one.
I'm just going to lead you in. Oh, God. So, who's AJ?
AJ, he's my mate. He's our mate, actually. He loves us.
Does he?
AJ is, as Naomi is 25.
You weren't going to mention that again.
No, don't you dare mention the fact that Naomi's 25 because she gets really upset about it.
True.
Right? And AJ, as opposed to being 25 like Naomi, is about 21.
Ah, right.
And he is a student. One of those waste of space people who sit around doing nothing but drinking and taking drugs and getting in trouble and everything. Anyway, he's doing his
dissertation. Don't speak about yourself like that.
I'm not a student. I just do it. I don't need an excuse.
But you were a student. I don't know
I've never been a student. I haven't. I have two I have two O-levels to my name.
What?
And all I've had. I am thick. I am stupid.
I
am uneducated.
I agree.
I am gorgeous. So anyway, AJ is at home, right, doing his dissertation and didn't go to bed for 3 nights.
Well, okay, right. So he slept on the sofa. What's the problem?
No, he didn't. He stayed awake, and you know what he did to keep himself awake for those 3 days?
Oh, no.
And nights.
Not those tablet things.
No, he listened to every one of our shows.
Everyone?
Everyone. Every single one. And he says, this is where he says, first of all, it's absolutely hilarious.
Thank you, AJ. Whoa. Thank you.
Then he goes and spoils it.
No.
Because he's doing a computer course, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He's probably doing more than a computer course, but to my way of thinking, it's a computer course. Mm-hmm. And he thinks, he actually says that Eric's techie stuff is absolutely brilliant. He thinks it's absolutely spot on and you never get anything wrong. Well, I don't know if AJ's going to be a friend of mine. Then we have to say hello.
Actually, I'll tell you a quick story. Do you know what? One thing I hate, AJ, in computing. Do you know what it is, Lee?
No.
It's the so-called experts. You know these...
Well, AJ's an expert.
No. If anybody says they're 100% expert of computing, you little liar.
Yeah, absolutely, because I'm not.
Well, because it's always changing and always evolving. So today's expert is tomorrow's history. Think about it.
I think that's a beautifully honed phrase, actually.
It's truth.
I think that's well put. And yeah, truthful, honest, well honed. That's almost like being a journalist.
Was that cultural as well?
It was culture. Well, do you class? There's a good point. I've never thought of that way before. Is computing actually a culture?
I think
it's not a culture of computing, but is it cultural?
Oh, I think it's cultural because it changes the face of culture. Therefore, it must have a cultural impact.
Absolutely, I agree with you. Spot on. You're being very erudite today, Mr. Eric.
Eric. That's a big word, isn't it? Can we get onto something sensible now, like the programme?
Yeah, oh, right.
Down to my level, please. Anyway, hi to AJ as well. Thanks for that, mate.
Yep, thanks for that, mate. And Naomi?
We've done that.
When it's your 26th birthday, we'll mention you on the air.
Right, next.
What?
The Duke.
I've done him, haven't I? Oh, no. No, the Duke and the Foz, right? I'll just pass over this quickly because we don't want to be bragging like Eric brags about being on television.
Right.
But I'm on the radio tonight for 2 hours on White Noise Radio.
Okay.
The Duke and the Foz, out doing a live ghost hunt just on the outskirts of the Village of the Damned.
Mm-hmm.
And they will be making regular contributions from this ghost hunt.
Do you know what? Do you know what this sounds like? An alien language.
Do what?
Well, you see, the Duke, the Foz, the
AJ,
the village.
And Naomi, age 25.
No. The Village of the Damned. There's not one thing there that anybody can relate to.
Well, that's the beauty of it. It's ethereal. It's surreal. It's exciting. It's dramatic.
Oh, okay. Anyway. Let's move on. Thank you to Duke and Foz as well, and to everybody else out there. Let's move on to absolutely, because the politicians were doing this last night. I absolutely believe that absolutely Lee Banks is a big kid.
Why?
The headline reads as such, ladies and gentlemen. I will attempt to do this badly in my news voice.
Which one? It's not one of the rude ones, is it?
A quote from Mr. Banks.
Oh, go on, then.
I drowned my phone, then melted it.
Oh, no.
If they can make waterproof cameras, why not phones?
Exactly, and ones that are not ones that are fireproof as well.
AJ will love me for this. AJ's going to love me for this. Mr. Banks.
Yes, dear?
They make waterproof phones.
Well, why can't I have one?
They make phones that you can drive over with a JCB truck.
I don't have a JCB, I just have a bath.
We mentioned on our tech spot last year when it was announced.
Yeah. The JCB phone.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that. Well, I haven't got one of them.
Well, you just asked a question saying, If they can make waterproof cameras...
He's answering in full.
You said, if they can make waterproof cameras, why not phones? And I've just said to you, we did that on the programme last year, and you went, yes, that's right, we did it.
We did.
Right.
What?
Why did you ask
trying to take me with this?
Why did you ask the flaming question then?
Because I'd forgot. You want to know what happened to me, Paul?
I tell you what, if you've got this on a podcast in your car, for God's sake, stop. Please, stop. If you're using power tools or kitchen implements, put them down. If you are bathing your babe, get somebody else to do it, whatever you do.
Yeah.
May I introduce to you Lee Banks and How I Drowned My Phone, Then Melted It.
Thank you very much for introducing me. I am doing this as a sort of public pillorying of my actions yesterday. As Eric will... I do spend rather a long time in the bath because I have this massive bath, this beautiful cast iron bath.
Get on with it!
I'm telling you! So it fills up like it's about 6. You can swim in it, it's that big. Anyway, so what I do when I'm pondering and thinking, I go into the bath, but I take all three of my phones with me, and I put them on the bathroom side table thing, whatever it is, and then I luxuriate in my bubbles.
Right.
And anyway, the phone rang, and it was my black phone that was ringing. So what I did, I reached up out of the bath, knocked my silver phone out of the way to get to my black phone, and the silver phone went plump into the bath, like that. Right?
Yeah.
So, I ain't stupid. I know that phone should be in the bath.
Whoa, right? Can I just stop you there 1 second?
Yeah, what?
Mobile phones, water, bath, I'm not stupid... doesn't fit in the same story.
I did know. I knew that that phone should not be under the water, submerged in my bath. I was just aware of that, and I thought, I'd better do something. So I started to fiddle around, rummage around in the bath water, as you do with all the bubbles, because you can't see because of the bubbles.
That's right.
So you could just have to have a feel, don't you? Anyway, I picked up what I thought was my phone and put it to my ear... to see if it was still working. Anyway, it was all squidgy, and I realised that was the soap. So I chucked the soap back in the bath and went for another fumble. I was finding all sorts of things in there that I'd not felt for ages. Anyway, then I picked the soap up again and thought, started to panic because my phone's been in the water now for about 2 minutes. So I grabbed it, jumped naked like this Aryan god... and ran across the bathroom with my phone dripping, and its little blue lights were flashing at the side. It was like going, like that. And I dashed into the cupboard at the side where you keep your clothes, the airing cupboard thing.
Yes.
Where the hot water tank is.
Right.
So what I'll do, I'll stick it on the hot water tank, that'll dry it out, and it'll be all right. So I left it there, got back in the bath, went back a few minutes later, and it had melted. What was that hot because of this new central heating system that Dan the building man's put in? It had melted a little bit, only a little bit, on the corner. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so that was it. I just thought that's the end of it. But miracle upon miracle, I pressed the on switch this morning, and guess what?
Huh?
It's alive!
Are you telling me you didn't even take the battery out?
I didn't take anything out. I thought it's melted, it's drowned, it's dead.
You lucky...
If you'd done that to your dog, you'd have been arrested, wouldn't you? Burnt it.
If you lucky so-and-so.
Unbelievable.
First rule of anything, if you drop it into, like a mobile, when you drop it into water if you're quick, is whip the battery out quick.
Yeah, that's right.
You didn't do that?
I couldn't be bothered, thought it was dead. Anyway... Don't you berate me because it's working. It looks nice now because it's got a little scar on it, and it just looks. It's like the Action Man of phones now, like, isn't it?
Right. I don't know.
Do you hear that?
What?
The computer just switched itself off.
Which one?
Me other one.
Well, don't worry about it.
No, that's got me list on.
Wake it up again, then. Oh dear. So basically, you're saying you put electrical components like mobile phones in your bath, knowing that they could easily fall in the water. Out of interest, Lee, do you ever put your finger in the electric plugs?
As a child, I have to say, I did actually used to do that. I used to quite like doing that. And when we were doing the apartment up on the side of the house last week, there was a wire hanging off the wall. You know, the front of a plug thing was hanging off the wall.
Mm.
And without thinking, I grabbed it, and I got an electric shock.
Uh-huh.
And I was going like that, and I thought, I really like this, you know. No, it's like an internal vibration.
Stop it. Anyway, let's move on. We've got to say commiserations and good luck, actually, to America at the moment. Yeah. US Coast Guard are investigating reports that, and I don't know how this will pan out by when you're listening, the oil that started coming ashore from the Gulf Coast from the leaking offshore well is getting around some really, really terrible areas of America. Apparently, up to 5,000 barrels of oil a day.
Can I just interrupt for a second?
Sure.
I'm not sure if this is right, but there was an estimate came out this morning where actually the 5,000 barrels just doesn't stack up.
Well.
We're actually looking at something like 250,000 barrels.
Crikey, I can imagine it. But it's all around the wetlands in the US where this stuff's coming in.
Yeah,
and
the beaches.
I know, it's terrible. Don't want to get involved in the big, huge thing about it because we're going to move on to the debate at the moment. But I just wish everybody every bit of success in doing it. And let's hope BP can cap the thing as well.
It is a bad situation because ultimately BP are responsible.
Well, they are.
And it's going to cost them millions. And who are they going to pass that on to?
I was going to say the ultimate responsibility comes down to guys putting gas, petrol or benzene in the tank.
Because
that's who's going to suffer the most out of this whole flipping thing. But it does make you wonder, you know, how it all started, why it all started. Well, we know why it all started, because we want to drive cars, which kind of messes the whole sort of concept up a little bit.
That's it, yeah. The whole basis of it is our need for petroleum.
Yes.
But also, when you think, whose tank? Was it a BP tanker? Because I bet BP don't own the tanker.
It's a BP-operated rig.
Oh, it's the rig, of course it is. Yeah, of course, sorry.
Yeah. We're running out of time on part one.
Are we doing politics?
No, I think we'll save the main debate for next part two, next bit.
Okay.
I've got to do this. This is so fabulous. And to start with, boys and girls, it's fair to say that I have had more than a passing interest in ships. Is that fair, Lee?
That's fair.
Oh, yes, I've got tea. You're going to say hello to Lee?
No.
Oh, come on, put your headphones. Just say hello to him. Petra's walked in the room, boys and girls, with my cup of tea. Do you want to say hello to him? Go on.
Hi, Lee.
Go on.
How is your phone?
My phone's fine, thank you, Petra.
Has it dried out?
Thank you for talking to me, Petra. I love you, Petra. I think you're gorgeous, Petra.
Oh, shut up.
I think you were so sexy.
I'm going to throw up in a minute.
Since when?
Oh, it's that voice. It's that voice that kills me. It's just like a woman's voice.
You haven't got one at home?
What's a woman's voice? Yeah, I chucked the rest of it away. I just kept the voice.
Oh, okay. And what do you do with it?
There's lots of things you can do with a voice that most people wouldn't even think of. You get it to talk dirty to you, it can do all sorts.
Oh, does it talk to you dirty? Then you like it.
It talks to me dirty.
Will you two stop it?
No.
Oh,
I just got into it. Shut up, you.
Yeah.
I'm being bullied everywhere now.
It's because me and Petra have got charisma.
Yes.
You're just a Mr. Techie.
Can't you get tablets for that?
Yeah, you can actually, but we don't need them, do we, Petra?
No, we don't, but Eric would need a prescription.
He needs Viagra.
Oh!
Viagra for the eyes, it's the only way he can look out.
That was nice.
Are we going to get on with this Steve programme then, or what?
Yeah. Oh, bye, Lee.
Petra will talk. Bye, Petra.
Anyway, I'm going to read the story to you, boys and girls, and I'm going to try and do it without laughing.
Don't laugh, because hang on, my glasses have fell off. Come out. Right, I'm ready. I'm starting again. We're ready. Okay.
A lost sailor had to be rescued after running out of fuel, circling a small island in the UK, when he thought he was sailing around the UK coast. The lifeboat team and Thames Coast Guard over at Sheerness assisted the man who ran aground off Emly Marshes, which is just on the side of the Isle of Sheppey.
Go out with Emly Marshes.
The man, with only a road map, get this, he's on water.
I wanted to say that bit.
A road map, had set off on the River Medway from a place called Gillingham and was headed round to Southampton to go round the whole of the UK. But, says the RNLI man, which is the Royal National Lifeboat Institute, the man ended up travelling round the Isle of Sheppey, going nowhere. The spokesman added, this guy had run aground after running out of fuel. He was attempting to travel around the UK from Medway to Southampton, somehow lost his bearings, and ended up going round and round in circles of the Isle of Sheppey. He didn't have marine charts or even navigation equipment. The man told the rescue team that he kept the coast on his right-hand side because he thought that would take him round the coast, you see, obviously. But it was taking him round and round the same island. The motor cruiser that the guy owned was towed to a place called Queenborough, which is quite a famous dockyard.
Which is in Australia.
It's in England. And officers gave him some advice on fuel usage.
Why? Why? Why?
Well, the guys at the Coast Guard rescue team, they actually said to my old mates at BBC Kent, the man had owned the boat for less than a day and seemed very surprised that its fuel consumption was greater than his car. Apparently, says the Coast Guard, he was very short on experience, even shorter on safety equipment, and had no navigational equipment whatsoever on board.
And he had no idea of the magnitude of the journey he was undertaking.
No.
I just wanted to join in.
The bloke said he was aghast that this bait had used three tanks of fuel to get from Gillingham to Elmley, which is just down the road, which was only the first part of his journey, when he could do the whole journey by car in less than one tank, says the man. We did tell him... We did tell him where places to refuel his boat would be situated. But we did impart the invaluable advice that, in our opinion, he'd be better off making the journey by train, says the man from HM Coast Guard. It's understood, after all this lot, boys and girls, the man later tried again on his journey to Southampton by water.
I think he's a good egg.
I'll tell you what, hope he gets charged by the Coast Guard for that. For goodness sake, one day he's owned a boat, no navigation, no maps, no nothing, and he thinks, that's all right, I'm just going for a walk down the road, anyway. And goes to say, what is he thinking of?
He was just excited. He got a new boat. He didn't want to, like waste it. He just went out and was excited. He was youthful and exuberant.
Yeah. Don't do it, boys and girls.
Don't you dare do it. No.
No,
unless it's in your own bath with your little duck. Your own little Sheppey eye.
Actually, if anybody from Thames Coast Guard is listening, who are a fabulous organisation, absolutely superb, I would buy him a little plastic bait, boys and girls.
And a little plastic what?
Boat, and let him start with that. Not a rubber duck, a little boat. Might be a good idea. Anyway, this is Postcard from Pop Brad. The end of part one's just coming up with me, Eric Wiltshire, and him over there, who is?
That's me! Yeah. Me, Lee G. Van.
I don't believe this. We'll be back faster than you can make a cup of tea or make that special milkshake, as long as it's a diet one, because I can't have anything that's fattening at the moment. See you in a second, boys and girls.
From the heart of Europe to the world, RTI.